Eric Rudolph made back-to-back court appearances today in Alabama and Atlanta. He pleaded guilty to four bombings: the bombing at the 1996 Atlanta Olympics, bombings at an Atlanta nightclub and a family planning clinic in 1997, and an attack on a women's clinic in Birmingham, Alabama in 1998. In all, Rudolph's bombs killed two people and injured more than 100. Today's pleas were part of an agreement. Rudolph no longer faces the death penalty. He's been promised four consecutive life sentences. Melanie Peoples reports from Birmingham.
38-year-old Eric Rudolph walked into the courtroom in Birmingham, looking like someone whose life had just been saved. He shuffled in, smiled, and winked in the direction of prosecutors and law enforcement officials. But sitting just behind them were the victims of Rudolph's bombings. John Hawthorne's wife, Alice, was killed in the Atlanta Olympics bombing. He left the courthouse visibly upset.
It was very unsettling and showed a tremendous lack of sensitivity and arrogance on the part of Mr. Rudolph. And at that particular point in time, I was angry all over again.
Felicia Sanderson was also there. She's the widow of Robert Sanderson, the off-duty police officer working as a security guard at the Birmingham Women's Clinic Rudolph bombed. Sanderson was killed as he leaned over to inspect a suspicious-looking package he had found hidden in the shrubs just outside the clinic. Emily Lyons, a nurse who lost an eye in that bombing, has undergone 19 surgeries to repair her battered body. She stared unfalteringly at Rudolph today and was insulted by his demeanor as he answered the judge's questions in confident, full sentences.
Slap in the face is a good description. That's how I see this.
Lyons was also disappointed with the government's plea bargain. She had hoped to see Rudolph face a jury and more than life in prison.
Since he's not getting the death penalty, just getting the four life sentences, he in essence is getting off with having hurt me and the others. It's kind of like he got all those as freebies.
After his appearance in court in Atlanta, Rudolph issued a written statement regarding the four bombings. He said he set off an explosion at the Olympics because he wanted to embarrass the federal government and force an end to the games. Throughout the statement, Rudolph quoted biblical passages and stated that he believes abortion is murder. Rudolph has a sentencing date set for July. He's expected to receive four life sentences without the possibility of parole. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples in Birmingham, Alabama.